The Colorado Book Award winners are announced Saturday, and two local authors are up for this year's pick for Best General Fiction. Arts and Culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Andy Stone and Linda Lafferty say their joint novel, Light in the Shadows, was a long time coming. The book marks the first time the husband and wife have shared the same byline.
I don't want to sound too sappy. We collaborate on everything because we've been married for 30-odd years, so our lives are pretty thoroughly entangled at this point.
The book is among three novels up for the Best General Fiction Prize at tomorrow's Colorado Book Awards. This is the first time Stone's been a finalist, while Lafferty has taken home the prize for her work in fiction twice before. She says this year's nomination means a lot.
We are so honored to be selected among the three general fiction writers who are really stellar writers.
The couple has authored 9 books between the two of them, and Stone was the longtime editor-in-chief turned columnist at the Aspen Times. He says they've worked on each other's books over the years.
I've done a lot of editing on Linda's books, and she's done first reads and edits on mine, so we've had a certain amount of collaboration all along.
Light in the Shadows, a mystery surrounding the real-life 17th-century Italian artist Caravaggio, is a testament to each of their strengths as writers. Lafferty has amassed a following for her work in historical fiction over the years, most notably for The Bloodletter's Daughter, which she published to widespread accolades 8 years ago. She penned the historical storyline for Light in the Shadows.
I love historical research, and I will plunge into it, and I really try to get as close to the bone of truth as I possibly can.
Stone composed a contemporary plotline that weaves mystery mixed with murder, history, and art throughout Lafferty's narrative. He says there weren't many disagreements with the direction of the novel. They trusted that the separate storylines would come together.
We both knew where we were going, so it wasn't until we had both finished that we each read each other's work and agreed with no problems at all, really, how the different chapters would fit together.
According to the Colorado Book Awards program coordinator Chris Goff, that back and forth was one of the reasons that judges for the Colorado Book Awards general fiction category found the finished product so compelling.
The thing that they really loved about this is that it's a really intricate story, and the rich historical detail, the fast-paced story detailing, as well as the artistry and alternating between the 1600s and 2015 makes it a page-turner.
She adds that it's no small feat to make it as a Colorado Book Awards finalist. Having two nominees for the fiction prize residing in the same Missouri Heights home is an unprecedented first.
Colorado has a lot of authors and a lot of very good authors. So to make the cut at Colorado Book Awards and end up a finalist is huge.
Stone and Lafferty say there will probably be another collaboration in the future. In the meantime, she and Stone are thrilled that Colorado Humanities recognized their work together for Light in the Shadows.
Colorado Humanities is a great organization, and we're honored to be a part of that pack.
The awards ceremony will be held online due to COVID-19, but can be streamed on the Colorado Humanities' Facebook page. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.